video. And according to that digital clock on our wall of Studio A, it is exactly 9 o'clock right now. Yes. So you're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Boston, Somerville, and surrounding areas. And as I mentioned about an hour ago, our theme this evening, well, we were supposed to be training two new DJs, but they stood me up, one of them being a little bit more polite than the other and sending me an email an hour before training was supposed to begin saying, oops, sorry, too busy. And the other one just not showing up downstairs. So we aren't doing training. But I did play for you a very long set that I prepared. And that set began with the Japanese band Denki Groove and my Sliding and Gliding remix of their Hiking song. Because it's fall right now. It really is. And, you know, fall brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. And if you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now's the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe in the fresh air. Reduce the stress in your life and improve your health, all by going outside and enjoying autumn through exercise. And it doesn't have to be serious exercise, it can just be walking. Yes, this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. People who care. Tufts Community Radio. So yeah, that was Denki Groove and Hiking. And then we had a couple of real short songs, all under 2 minutes. The banjo virtuoso Earl Scruggs, joined by Hilo Brown and the Timberliners with The Cumberland Gap. And I found that on Classic Bluegrass Live, 1959 to 1966. And then the Jerky Boys with a fake phone call, Bad Tomatoes. And then Richard Strauss, the composer, and his song that, well, it got repurposed into being the theme from 2001, A Space Odyssey. And then a song 12 seconds over 2 minutes long, The Ramones, Bop Till You Drop. And then Chuck Yu, his Honkfest 2018 pre-report. Yes, Honkfest started today. In fact, I was walking through Davis Square, and Honkfest was going on right in the square with people playing. I was actually walking back from lunch with a former trainee and now a full-fledged WMFO DJ, Frank Rosano, who brings you Rosano Radio every Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And he's also doing a good job filling in for some of the few empty slots that are available. And, well, Frank is a pretty serious DJ, and he's remixing his sets at home on his computer. He's also quite a talented overall musician, not just a drummer, as he's made his career, but also he sent me links to some of his music, and he's a pretty serious guitarist, too. And, well, thanks for that lunch over at Rangzang Tibetan Restaurant in Central Square. They've got just an incredible lunch buffet. You know, if you've never had Tibetan food before, very roughly, it takes elements of Indian food and Chinese food. And actually, what happened was when China invaded Tibet, a lot of Tibetans fled and they went to India, and they ended up being a lot of them making food and selling it, having small little restaurants, shacks and the like. And so they were making food that they thought would appeal to Indians, and they ended up, the Indians kind of consider it Chinese food, even though it's really Tibetan food, with the Tibetan trying to make it so the Indian people will like it. It's one of those fusion cuisines that I think when our authentic fusion cuisines are just incredible. And yes, Rangzhen Tibetan Place, 24 Pearl Street, Cambridge. We're a non-commercial radio station, but I think when we really love places, that is okay. Highly recommended, yes. So, continuing on with the music that we heard, after the Chuck U Honkfest pre-report, we heard Led Zeppelin and a live version of Over the Hills and Far Away off of their outstanding triple live CD album set, How the West Was Won. And as I was mentioning to Frank today, Led Zeppelin, by Jimmy Page's own estimation, were at their peak when that album was recorded, 1972. And Jimmy Page's live guitar playing, you know, he plays, layers his guitar. Sometimes there's three or more guitars on a Led Zeppelin song. And one of his challenges playing it live is to condense that all and do it. He doesn't have backing tracks. He doesn't have a second guitarist for hire when he was playing that way. And me being a guitar player and musically oriented person, I think it's part of the fun is how he responds to those challenges and plays it on one guitar live. And yeah, just an overall incredible, great album. And let me give a plug to Brian Young, who is on Saturdays here from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. along with Marie Michelle. And he first turned me on to How the West Was Won. And let me rip the CDs. Yeah, don't tell anybody. He let me do that. And that's how, that's how that song came to you. And then we heard Nashville Pussy and a Plastic Sushi remix of Struttin' Cock. And part of my reason for putting into the training set there was I used my sonic hammer of the gods to smash out the bad words, because we can't play words like the ones that I smashed out there. And then a very somber piece and a story from David Rovix. That was a piece called Death in Hambach Forest. And well, he did an intro to it, and I think he pretty much explained the situation in Germany there, how an energy company is cutting down all the trees of this 12,000-year-old forest. And there are activists trying to prevent that, because who really needs to go and mine coal? Solar is basically cheap enough. That's the way we all ought to be moving. And yes, A Tragedy in Hambach Forest with David Rovix. And Chuck U introduced that on his WMBR radio program, In the Margin. And I snagged that through the wonders of technology. And then we had the Fall Seasons, also inspired by Misunderstanding Chuck. I thought he was playing that piece by Vivaldi. Essentially, Vivaldi composed four pieces into this suite, the Four Seasons, and one for each season. And other composers have done that. Most personally enjoyable to me, Wendy Carlos with Sonic Seasonings. And a little bit later in the fall, we'll be playing a fall theme where we'll hear the full-length version of Wendy Carlos's Fall, along with more Vivaldi. And then we finished off that 45-minute set with Babatunde Olatunji, remixed by Fatboy Slim, remixed by Edward Bukert, with Malcolm X enhancements. Yes, that's where I got a lot of those audio clips. And the thing about Malcolm X, well, there are lots of things, but in terms of him being an activist idol, his views changed so much over his life. And that's greatly to be admired. I mean, you know, all right, maybe there are some people early in life and they're wonderful people and their life is just mostly going through confirming that. I don't know, who's that? Donald Trump? No, I don't think so. Brett Kavanaugh? No, I don't think so. The Dalai Lama? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But Malcolm X certainly wasn't one of them. He was a criminal when he was growing up, and he went to jail, and he was a real racist person, subjected to, you know, from the circumstances of his life. But I think the key thing is, as he got older and he learned more, his views changed. And I think that's greatly to be admired. So, backing me up right now is Sun Ra, and this is Mayan Temples. And I think, you know, what we're going to do now is in 2017, there was a Tufts event called Voices of the Hill. And my friend Quinn was one of the organizers of that. And basically, a bunch of Tufts students presented some stories from their own lives and their experiences of coming here to Tufts, sometimes being alienated, sometimes fitting in, dealing with some of their personal problems and dealing with some of the global problems. And I recorded that, and then I mixed some of that up into some ambient pieces from Tangerine Dream. And we're going to be hearing at least one mix from that starting pretty soon here. And this actually starts off with an Iranian, some Persian pop music by Habib and Mohammed, the club mix of Bia. And then we're going to hear Tangerine Dream and a piece of theirs, the German electronic band Tangerine Dream, and a piece called Zen Garden. And Nikki Parsa is going to be talking on top of that about some of her experiences. And then Fiamma Fumana, Meridium, and some more Tangerine Dream, Origins of Supernatural Probabilities. And then we're going to end that set with a real rocker. We'll wait until we get to that point. But yeah, here's some Persian pop music and then some Voices of the Hill on your Friday night sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
fall of 2015 was not kind to me. Transitioning into my sophomore year at Tufts, I was feeling directionless and existentialist. To complement the unabating burden of attending a university in America, the dull grief of being held accountable for a course load on subject matter you don't know if you're interested in, or feeling watched as you go to class every day and you're performing in what you presumably want to pursue as a career. This was a point in my life for endings. The end of two relationships, the slowing part of my high school friendships, and the fracturing of my own family through sickness and age submerged me in a solitude with which I was formerly acquainted. The love I had for the people who were leaving my life felt suffocating. It was beginning to dawn on me that I couldn't make everybody's day. This time in my life also marked my happy marriage to Persian poetry and music. While at times my tumultuous relationship to my heritage was a point of soreness for me, the beauty of its art never felt one. The histrionic language that studs Persian poetry has always been very intuitive to me. Let the poets make small matters of life into a matter of life and death, of the sun, the moon, or the ocean of tides and a warm shore, made a lot of sense to me. I felt myself a dramatic and emotionally involved individual, and these descriptors felt apt and even reassuring. As I lay in my bed this fall of 2015, I stared at the ceiling and listened to Marion's Fabulous. I listened to the first line, and then the rerouted song, and listened to the first line again. I repeated this until I sorted my thoughts out. Eito Bahane Vase Mundan, O my excuse for staying. In this first line, and for the rest of the song, Moe is referring to the object of his affection as his excuse for staying on Earth. The song, as are many of Moe's love songs, is intense. I thought of the relationships in my life that were dissolving, and wondered who would be left in my life to be my backbone. It felt like up until that point, I'd had someone to anchor me to life's foolishness, and that this fall, I didn't have a reason. Like Moe suggests in this song, my relationships to others characterize my life's purpose. That day, I felt dehydrated and debilitated. While it may seem obvious that one's own existence should be the only justification for their staying on Earth, this fact was not intuitive to me. From my time in high school up until then, I was always focused on someone else's son. As I listened to Moe, it dawned on me that my way of life was unsustainable. That to make a home in my own skin, I need to be my own Bahamut. Last month, I had the word Bahamut tattooed. Every time I catch sight of the Bahamut on my skin, I'm reminded that I'm in the process of making a home on my own body. And that when my interpersonal relationships grow stronger or at times fade, this will always be independent of my worthiness of being. Healing is not linear. Sometimes I feel worthless and without purpose. Seeing my tattoo on my foot serves as Moe's soothing reminder to me that when I breathe, I am not taking someone else's oxygen, that I am entitled to space and happiness. was never able to complete my full recovery program due to the timing of reorientation here at Taos. So I quickly shifted into college life and dealt with all the struggles that came with that. Some of these struggles included weekly weigh-ins to health services, so I got to know the staff very well. Commutes to my treatment team in Newton and in Central Square, and periodic panic attacks that often ended in pretty severe self-harm, scars from which I can still see very clearly on my arms. I was extremely social, at points almost too social. I went out 2 to 3 times each weekend, drank excessive amounts in an attempt to alleviate some of the mental distress I was in at that time. I had a very close group of female friends. I wouldn't call them necessarily a community. They offered the support that they could, but obviously that was very limited in a lot of respects. Over winter break of my freshman year, I tried to stabilize a little bit while I was still at home, and it worked to an extent. Once I returned to campus on a whim, I signed up for recruitment. It's important for me to note that at that point in my life, I was still kind of staunchly against Greek life after going to high school in Kansas. The fact that I was going through recruitment was a shock to myself, to my family, and to anybody else that knew me at that time. So I joined a sorority, and a year later, I'm now the president of Kappa Alpha Theta and the incoming president of the Inter-Greek Council, which oversees all of Greek life on this campus. By far none, my decision to join Greek life at Tufts has been the most impactful, healing, and growing aspect of my co-curricular experience at the school. I've never had a space where women were so dedicated to supporting, empowering, and appreciating each other. Over the initial months after joining my organization, I began to form connections with my fellow Theta members, all of whom were also members and leaders, and dozens of other on-campus organizations outside of just Greek life. There's never been a space where I have felt more loved and wanted than in my Greek organization. In the past semester, I've seen Greek leaders at Tufts do their damnedest to make changes within the Tufts Greek system. This includes a financial aid program to the panel of the council for members of Greek life and for potential new members, the installing of diversity chairs in each chapter, organization-wide RMAT trainings, and assault prevention authorities, and countless other efforts both on an IGC and an organization level. There are issues? Yes, absolutely. To say otherwise would frankly be a blatant lie. And I wouldn't dare say that. But I continue to stand firmly in the belief that changes can be made internally, and that Greek life can serve as a pivotal component for the growth and development of individuals and leaders on this campus. I believe I'm an example of this. I've never been ashamed of being Greek life here at Tufts. I can honestly say that because each day I'm reminded of the incredible people that are in Greek life on this campus. In many respects, these are the people in the community that healed me, and continue to inspire me and to inspire my recovery every day. To me, it's not a question of Greek or anti-Greek. They are not mutually exclusive in my mind. People in Greek life are in hundreds of other organizations on this campus and interact with the non-Greek community all the time. We're all students here. We're all Tufts students, and we're all people. A few weekends ago during recruitment, a group of protesters stood outside the Theta House and yelled chants. One chant was down, down, down with sororities, up, up, up with communities. Well, to me, my sorority is my community. Greek life on this campus is my community. I've never felt more a sense of belonging in my entire life. The amount I've grown in the past year as a leader within Greek life here at Tufts is more than I can put into words or into one single monologue. It's truly shaped my time on this campus. So although it has its issues, I'm still committed to fighting every day to reform those issues. I genuinely believe we can all coexist and offer communities to undergraduates on this campus and all corners of campus, one such corner being Greek life. So I just wanted to say thank you.
You're tuned into the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Tough students talking about their experiences in front of a whole room full of people in an old church, since converted, made pure. Yeah, that's what that last set was about. We started off with some Persian pop music by Habib and Mohammed, the club mix of Bia, and then some German electronic music, Tangerine Dream, and a track called Zen Garden. And Nikki Parsa, a tough student, talked about her experiences in Bahane, was the name of her, well, let's call it a piece, her performance. And then we heard the Italian folk electronic ensemble, Fiamma Fumana, and a song called Meridem. And, well, that's basically, you know, pretty eclectic kind of thing. Their music mixes up traditional Italian folk music with an accordion and a flute and a bass. And they mix that up with electronic synthesizers and a bagpipe, and they sample other sources, and they've got a DJ too. And then we followed that with another obscure cut from Tangerine Dream. Of course, some people would say anything from Tangerine Dream is obscure, but we're actually going to their Dream Roots collection, which is a for pretty intense Tangerine Dream fans. That was The Origin of Supernatural Probabilities. And in that, I mixed up a performance by Sally Williams. And I apologize for it being a bit difficult to go in here. The recording circumstances were not optimum. But essentially, Sally Williams came to Tufts from Kansas. And there, well, she certainly appeared to be that wholesome middle of America young lady, but she was struggling with personal problems, and she was throwing up bulimia, and apparently also cutting herself based on what she was saying with the scars on her arms and legs there. And in order to come to Tufts, she needed to not complete her full treatment program. And essentially what she was talking about in there was when she came to Tufts, she joined a sorority and she found that organization, that sisterhood in there. And it really helped her a lot to be a member of a sorority. And that's quite in contrast to the general feelings about fraternities and sororities held here on the Tufts campus. So, quite a contrarian view, but you know, this is my sound collage and I'll present all sorts of views on it. We've got that disclaimer at the beginning. The views and opinions expressed on this show don't necessarily represent those of WMFO, the WMFO exec board, Tufts Board of Trustees, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. But, well, thank you, Sally Williams, for that piece called Letters. And then we finish things off with Twisted Sister, and we're not gonna take it. And backing me up right now is a local band, the Ray Corvair Trio, and that was Crazy Doings. So we've got just about 16, 17 minutes left. And I think we're going to conclude the music this evening by starting off with a 9-minute or so piece by The Orb. Well, no, yes. Let's start off, and our final piece this evening will be by The Orb. And that should take us right up until just about 10 o'clock when Savoy Fair will come in to bring songs from the Squid Pod. Yeah. Downbeats, 80s Chakra, Inner Garage, old and new posers, hip-hopster music, all that and more. But first, here is some Orb. Spanish Castles in Space. Here on the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme. Sound Collage. WMFO. Medford. Somerville. Boston.
Некоторые рыбы имеют специальные электрические органы, способные накапливать напряжение в десятки. десятки и сотни вольт.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, the non-training training edition. And backing me up right now is the tail end of the Orb Spanish Castles in Space. Pretty spacey ambient piece with some Russian language excerpts at the beginning there, probably from their space program. But I don't speak Russian, so I'm not exactly sure. So thanks so much for listening. And you know, honestly, I am not sure what we're going to be doing next week. We could have a kind of makeup training session, or we could just blow the whole thing off and I'll have like a complete theme for you that I've thought out and worked on. But I just don't know. In any case, what I do know is that Honk Fest is going on this weekend. It's free. It's in Davis Square. It's musical. And it's also all around. So just go to honkfest.org. And the other thing I know is that we've got Savoy Faire in, and he's going to bring you an hour of incredible, crazy, freeform 80s hipster chakra exhale through your inner garage mix of music. So stay tuned for that here on WMFO in Medford.
Even though Voyager has discovered dozens of new worlds in the outer solar system, I think without a question the images that were returned this morning reveal a world unlike any of the others we have.